Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
For lesbians, no matter which app it is, right, whether it's OkCupid or Bumble or Tinder, everyone is looking for a unicorn. So if you have your settings set to I am a woman seeking women, you're gonna find a third of the profiles, easy, are couples who are looking for that bisexual or pansexual unicorn to fill out their threesome fantasies. Hi, my name is Andrea. I am Sandra's sister's best friend, and I'm 26, identify as a lesbian, and have been using dating apps for around 4 or 5 years. So since I was in grad school, I didn't use them at all when I was in college. I've used OkCupid, Tinder, Bumble, and a lesbian exclusive dating app called Her, which is meant for women seeking women. And I've actually had best luck on Tinder, and I think it's because more people are using Tinder, so you'll have a higher chance of matching with someone if you've got more people to match with. Grindr for gay men is straight up like a sex hookup app, and Tinder is more of like a sex hookup app for straight people, but for lesbians, Tinder is like Match.com. There's this expectation of it's not going to be a hookup, it's going to be a relationship that we're looking for here. And like, you hear that joke about lesbians, that U-Haul stereotype. What does a lesbian bring on the second date? A U-Haul. And they're kind of not kidding in my experience with these dating apps. Like, I just want to go on cute dates with a cute girl. And the last, I would say, three people that I've dated, excluding my current relationship, have been like, I'm going to sell my house and move in with you. And it's been 8 weeks. And I'm like, what? We met on Tinder, you know, calm down. And I just think that attitude of the people that you match with on these apps as a lesbian is different than what the expectations are for straight couples. Trends for the lesbian equivalent of the fish pick, right? The lesbian equivalent, I think, is that there's always, everyone always has a rock climbing shot or a hiking shot. And I don't know where these girls are going, that there's always a sheer cliff face for them to climb, because I'm in Baltimore, and there's no cliffs anywhere. And it's like, what are you trying to tell me by the fact that you are in the middle of a jungle or on a mountain? Like, okay, you're athletic. I'm not. Maybe that's a good sign for me to think, this isn't going to be a match, you know? So I would have to say that. And then there's always in the actual profile, something I see all the time, it's the phrase, good vibes only. I have no idea what that means. Please, someone tell me what good vibes only means. I personally, I have a cute headshot. I have a full body shot so that people get an idea of like, oh, I'm not hiding anything or trying to catfish you. I'm like, no, this is my face and this is my body and this is what we look like when it's all together. So when I walk into the restaurant, you know, like, you know who I am. And I've also got like two other pictures on there that show my hobbies and interests. So I'm wearing a Liverpool Football Club jersey in one and that kind of thing. It's pretty straightforward. But my profile biography, I finally had to put in there looking for dates, not friends, and no couples or non-monogamous situations on my profile. Because again, I kept getting hits from all these people wanting unicorns or wanting just to chill and hang out and be friends. And I'm like, okay, like, we gotta stop this, nip this in the bud. So I'm just gonna put it in my profile and see if anybody reads it. Most of the time they don't because it's Tinder, but I try. So yeah, so thank you, Sandra and Anita, for having me on in this previously recorded segment. And everyone, just keep swiping. Just keep swiping and it'll happen. Maybe. Maybe.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.